This classic episode of the Children's Bible Hour is from 1988.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another visit with all your friends from the Children's Bible Hour.
Boys and girls for Jesus.
Uncle Charlie.
Hi, Uncle Charlie.
Well, hi to you, cousins, and to all of you who have joined us for this happy half hour of music, story, and more. And today, our more includes an interesting kids' talk session and a very interesting visitor in Company Corner. You want to know more about the story, you say? Well, let me ask you. When you eat lunch at school, when your family goes out for dinner, for instance, do you pause to pray together before you eat? Our story is called Saying Grace in a Public Place, and it has to do with the good testimony it can be when we simply take time to pray in public. Well, are you all ready to sing? Our cousin Squire look like they are. In fact, they've put together a whole medley of songs all about the melody that is in their hearts. Let's listen.
In my heart a song is ringing.
As I travel around and speak in various children's workers' conferences, I've had the opportunity of meeting some very interesting people who also have a desire to tell boys and girls about Jesus and teach them from the Word of God. One such individual I've been with on several occasions is Mr. Rob Evans, who goes by the interesting name, The Donut Man. He writes Bible stories in folk song style. So for our Company Corner visit this week, let's listen to The Donut Man tell us a story from the Old Testament.
Nehemiah came to call.
He was mad 'cause there was no wall.
Build it up again. They tore it down, but we'll build it up again. They tore it down, but we'll build it up again. They tore it down, but we'll build it up again. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Bible is a wall the devil cannot climb. When you read the Word of God, you build a brand new mind.
The devil tried to wreck us like Jerusalem. He tore us down, but Jesus builds us up again. The devil tore us down, but Jesus builds us up again. The devil tore
Jesus builds us up again. The devil tore us down, but Jesus builds us up again. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Well, that was a different kind of visit in Company Corner. Perhaps we can have a visit from the Donut Man again sometime. Let's move right now to our next special feature for today in a corner we've labeled Kids Talk. Many of you have written to let us know that you enjoy these features, and so today we're going to take a few moments to talk to some fellas and gals who have joined us in the studio, and we're going to be talking about one of the topics that you, the listener, have suggested. Now, today we have a whole brand new bunch of talkers in Kids Talk Corner. So what we're going to do is just go around the circle, and I'm going to ask them to give their name and their age, their grade, and the school they go to. We have two boys, and we have two girls. Now, we have two Jeffs. And so, Jeffrey, we'll call you Jeffrey, all right? And all right. The other one will be Jeff. And let's go around the circle, and starting with you, Jeffrey, give your name.
My name is Jeffrey Courtright, and I'm in seventh grade, and I'm 12 years old, and...
What school you go to?
I homeschool.
You homeschool. All right. Taryn?
Hi, my name is Taryn DeBlay. I'm 10 years old, and I'm in fifth grade, and I'm going to Orchard View.
Okay. Now, is that a Christian school or a public school?
A public school.
Okay.
My name is Kara Gorn. I'm 9 years old, and I'm going into fifth grade. I'm going to Crestview Baptist Academy school.
So you're in a Christian school. And by the way, I just have to interject here that Kara's mother was one of our choir members many years ago. And I remember that. So that makes Uncle Charlie getting older and older. And last but not least, Jeff.
My name is Jeff Jewell. I'm 12 years old. I'm in seventh grade, and I'm going to Northeast.
Okay, and that is a public school, Christian school?
It's a public school.
That is a public school. So we have one homeschooler, two in the public school, and one in the Christian school. So that's kind of a good variety for us today. And not all. We have two fifth graders and two seventh graders. The topic that I'd like to talk about today was suggested by this letter. Uncle Charlie, I'm scared of needles and being stuck, and I don't know what to do. I'd like to hear the kids' thoughts on this topic, fear of the needle and being stuck and going to the hospital, and, well, just fear in general. So let me open up the discussion by saying, have any of you had these fears when you were younger or more recently, or you still have them? Like if you know you're going to have a shot, does that scare you? Hmm? Taryn?
Yes, it does. When I was littler, I went to the hospital to get stitches, and I've had them before twice, and... We'll see, and I knew that the shot would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I just prayed to God, and it was all right.
And that helped you then?
Yes.
To talk to the Lord about it. All right. About how old were you when that, and you remember?
I was in, I think, about first grade.
About first grade. Okay. Anybody else have this kind of fear of, does it scare you to think about having shots?
Yeah, well.
Kara?
Shots, and there's other things. I sometimes have a fear of going to bed at night because of some of those bad shows on TV that really scare you.
Well, now what's the best thing to do then about the bad shows on TV that scare you?
I've prayed at night, and then I ask God not to let me wake up any time. And
Okay. Every
time I've prayed, I've woken up in the morning at about 8 o'clock.
Okay, so no prayer has helped. But may I just say here that maybe it'd be good to turn off the bad, scary show. In the first place.
We have, but it's like commercials, too.
Oh, yeah. All right. Any other fears? Now, the girls have spoken on fears. You boys never have any fears, right?
No.
Jeffrey, how about you? What scares you? Jeff, how about you?
Well, my room is in the basement of our house, so there's a floor in between me and anybody else that's in my family, and I sometimes have a fear of... just being in the dark and being alone down there and hearing different noises at night and just things like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what have you found that's helpful?
Praying.
Okay. Have you ever talked these fears over with your folks?
Yeah, I have.
And what have they suggested, or what have they said?
Same thing that I've been doing. They said to pray.
And realize that the Lord is there. And so it is helpful to be able to talk to a parent. Or now, do you have brothers or sisters, Jeff?
I have two younger brothers and a younger sister.
Okay. Now, have they showed these kind of fears? Have you talked together at all about your fears?
Well, they really don't have much of a fear because they both sleep in the same room, mm-hmm. and so they have each other.
And that does help, doesn't it? That mm-hmm. does help. I remember my brother was 6 years older than I, and so when we were growing up, he wasn't around a great deal, and he had his own room. And I remember having that very same fear. And I remember one time waking up in the middle of the night and hearing this breathing. And I thought, sure, it was somebody right at the end of my bed, you know. And I didn't move. I didn't dare move. I didn't dare open my eye. And then I found out, after a little bit, I found out that my door was open, my folks' bedroom door was open, and it was my dad's breathing. So and so it was a fear that was really, you know, nothing to be afraid of. Does it help if someone just says to you, well, don't be afraid? Does that help?
Not really.
No. Because they don't just really quite understand what you're going through. Have any of you had any fears of animals? I get that in the mail every once in a while. Yeah. Tara?
Well, when I was little, well, I'm not afraid anymore, but when I was little, well, I used to walk up to my friend's house, and on the way there was this really big golden retriever, and he'd always jump up on me and over me, and so I just never wanted to go up to my friend's house anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How did you overcome that particular problem?
Well, I didn't really overcome it until they moved.
Well, that is the one way of taking care of the problem. The Lord helped them move out. Well, thank you so much for sharing these few thoughts about fear. Thanks to Jeffrey, Taryn, Kara, and Jeff. And we'll gather again in a few more weeks and talk about another topic on Kids Talk. Well, here we are back from our Kids Talk corner. Let's get on with our music. 5-year-old Sherilyn has some good advice for boys and girls of all ages. We should cheerfully obey, especially at home.
Colossians 3:20. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. I know that Jesus wants me to cheerfully obey, so I will try to please him in all I do and say. When Jesus was a child, I know what he would do. He'd put away his toys and things, and I can do that too. When Jesus' mother called him, I know what he would do. He'd stop his play and quick go be.
With the words of that song in mind, let's take time to pray together.
Always take time to pray. Always take time to pray.
Lord, we think of the words of Sherilyn's song, and so many times we do not cheerfully obey those in authority over us. Help us to remember that when we disobey those who are in authority over us, we are really disobeying you. Father, we thank you for this time together with our friends around the world. We think of the many letters that have come with prayer requests, and we pray today for each of our listening friends. We do thank you for this time together with them. We pray that you will be especially with those who do not know you as Savior. May they come to accept you as Lord and Savior even today. We pray this in Jesus' name and for his sake with thanksgiving. Amen.
Always take time to pray.
Our second cousins have our song to follow prayer time. Todd, Lisa, Carrie, and Stacy have a praise song that says, we've got a great, big, wonderful God.
We've got a great, big, wonderful God. Great, big, wonderful God. A God who's always victorious, always watching over us. Great, big, wonderful God. We've got a
great big wonderful God. Great big wonderful God. The God who loves every one of us, does so much for all of us. Great big wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble. We're the apple of his eye. We've got a great big wonderful God. Great big wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King. Great big wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King. Great big wonderful God.
Have you remembered to send for Keys for Kids? If not, get your request in the mail just as soon as possible. Oh, I wish you could read the many letters we get from families and from individual boys and girls writing and saying how much Keys for Kids means to them in their home or in their personal devotions. If you've never seen it, by all means, order Keys for Kids. If you get it regularly, then of course you'll know what you'll get and you'll want it. Keys for Kids, 2 full months of good stories, suggested scriptures, and more. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie, or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. In a moment, we'll have our interesting story about the influence that one Christian family had by simply taking time to pause and pray together when they went out to eat. Just before the story, Jonathan sings our go-along with the story song about a happy home and family. First, he has some good verses.
2 Timothy 1:1-3 and 5. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, who I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers, night and day, when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Happy the home when God is there, and love fills everyone. When with united work and prayer, the Master's will is done. Happy the home where prayer is heard, and praises everywhere, where parents love the sacred word and its true wisdom share. Lord, let us in our homes agree this blessed peace to
time.
Our story today, written especially for the Children's Bible Hour by Harry Trover, is entitled Saying Grace in a Public Place. Saying grace, or giving thanks at mealtime, is a regular habit and a good one in most Christian homes. But what about thanking God for food in a public place? In a restaurant, for instance? This little testimony to the Christian way of life can have far-reaching effects for good and for the glory of God. The Wilson family, father, mother, and two sons, always thanked God for their food, whether they were at home or dining out. When they went out to eat one evening, the restaurant was very crowded. The hostess showed them to a table. They ordered their food, and soon their dinner was served.
Let's bow our heads and give thanks for the food. Our Father, we give thanks to you for all you have given us. Just now, we especially thank you for the food we are about to eat. Help us to enjoy it and to use the energy it gives us for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now, this only took a quiet moment or two, but a couple at a nearby table noticed what they did and commented on it.
Did you see that?
That family over there? Yeah. Were they praying?
It looked like it.
Yeah, they must be very religious.
I guess so.
Are you still going through with it, Carla?
The divorce? Bill, I hope you didn't bring me here tonight to try to talk me out of it. I've made up my mind.
Carla, I just wanted to get you alone, without the children around. I'm afraid they know something's wrong between us.
Tommy and Tina? Well, I've said nothing to them. But I suppose they may have noticed that we haven't been very happy lately. I doubt that they realize how serious it is.
Carla, it'll break their hearts.
I know. Divorce is always hardest on the children involved.
Can't we work it out?
I've tried, Bill. I've tried. The only reason our marriage has held together this long is because of the children.
Well, there's one thing that we haven't tried.
What?
Well, what that little family over there has. Look at them, laughing, having a great time. Must be some kind of a celebration. That couple's just about our age.
And the children remind me of Tommy and Tina, about the same age.
Carla, someplace I read or heard a little saying that the family that prays together stays together. By the looks of that happy family over there, I'd say there must be something to it.
Would you go to church, too?
Well, let's give it a try, Carla. We've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Are you really serious, Bill?
Yeah. Yes, I mean it.
All right. We were married in church. We started out together at the altar. Maybe we should go back to the altar and renew our vows to each other.
And to God.
The Wilsons were completely unaware of the fact that their prayer of thanks might be a factor in saving a home that was about to break up. At another table where a couple of men were seated, there was a different reaction to the Wilsons' prayer. Hey, Mac. Look, quick. Look over there.
Where? Where?
Over there to your left. The couple with the two kids? They're praying.
You're right. They are praying. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Country sure is changing, isn't it? Look at everybody watching them. You'd think that saying a prayer was something freakish, like a sideshow.
What do you mean the country's changing?
Well, when the first settlers came to this country, giving thanks for food was an ordinary thing in most families. You remember the story of the first Thanksgiving in America, don't you? You've seen that painting, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. The one where the pilgrims are seated around a long table out in the open with Indians all around watching.
And the pilgrims were praying, giving thanks, just like that family over there. They're like the pilgrims, an Indian standing around watching.
Well, speak for yourself, John. I don't consider myself a heathen. I'm religious.
Yeah, when?
Well, when I go to church.
But what about day by day? I mean, at home or at work, for instance.
You're talking about a religious fanatic. I think religion is okay in its place, in church. But I don't believe
it. Yeah, there's your answer. You don't believe. You don't really believe. And neither do I. We'd be ashamed to be seen praying like that family.
Hey, you're beginning to sound like a street evangelist. What brought all this on?
I was thinking about the last time I saw somebody pray in public. I was in the Navy. I met a new man who had been assigned to our ship. First night on board, he read his Bible, and he prayed before he went to bed. One of the guys threw a shoe at him while he was praying, and we all laughed. It seemed like a good joke. But the fellow never flinched. He never opened his eyes. He kept right on praying. Well, we all learned to admire him. He talked to me one day about his faith.
I think a man's a fool to make a target of himself like that. He might know that people would laugh at him.
That's just what I said to him. And what do you think he told me? That's just what I am, he said. A fool for Christ. I knew I didn't have that kind of faith, but I put off making a decision about it. You know, I think I've waited long enough. The Wilsons finished their dinner, paid their bill, and left, never dreaming of the long-lasting effects their simple act of saying grace had on those who saw it. Oh, there are so many ways that we can share our faith in Jesus Christ with others. And one sure way, when you go out to eat, boys and girls, when you have your lunch at the cafeteria in school, or maybe you just brown bag it, bow your head and ask God's blessing on the food. It will be a good testimony to others about your faith in Jesus Christ. Hey, don't forget to write for Keys for Kids if you haven't already done so. 2 full months of good stories, suggested scriptures, and more. Yours for the asking in Keys for Kids. Here's where to write. Uncle Charlie, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Uncle Charlie or Children's Bible Hour, Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The zip is 49501. Children's Bible Hour is a listener-supported ministry. Bye now.